Hey FedEds, welcome to another video cigar review from CigarFederation.com. I'm John, the Cigar Surgeon. Today we're going to be viewing the Pope of Greenwich Village from Drew Estate. It's kind of an interesting project that is done with Smoke Inn as a part of the exclusive series. My understanding it's been done since 2010. Originally it was to commemorate the Smoke Inn's 15 years in business. This year is the Drew Estate exclusive, or done with Drew Estate, I should say. The name is taken from a 1984 movie by the same name, which of course takes place in New York City, which is pretty close to Jonathan Drew and Marvin Samuels' heart, because of course they come from New York. This was sent to me and of course my fellow reviewers at CigarFederation.com as a part of the blog review package, so thankful to Drew Estate for that. And a little bit about the cigar. So it's a long skinny. It's a 6x40 Panatella, which I'm totally in my wheelhouse. It's got a Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Love that. And binder is a Connecticut stock cut Habano, which is kind of interesting. It's got Brazilian Matafina filler, Nicaraguan filler, and of course comes from Nicaragua from the Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory. So without further ado, we'll get to the nosing here and get smoking. I want to apologize for the windiness. We've got a bit of a warm air coming in, a Chinook. And of course with Chinook comes some warm, warm air, which is very, very windy, but not much you can do about it because I can't smoke indoors. So talking about the nose, getting some nice rich cedar and tobacco in the foot, some really light leather on the wrapper, not much else, quite subdued. So I'm going to light this and get started here. So as always, I'm going to go with my toast and smoke method, which ensures that no hot gases are drawn into the cigar as you're lighting. It's of course the butane lighter burns at several thousand degrees, which is very, very hot, and it's going to alter the flavor profile, especially in a long skinny like this. Now, I'm going to opt for the V-cut, but I'm going to go really, really carefully here because it is such a small ring gauge. You got to be careful not to crack the cap. It doesn't take much to toast a cigar this size. So nice, careful cut there. Now, the draw is wide open, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Getting some toasted cashews right up front. Not sure what else. So I'm gonna have to sit with this cigar and think. There's a bit of a delayed pepper there, but I'll come back. Retro ale is very nice. Medium strength, a lot of leather, but there's a trailing sweetness, which kind of, you get that hit of leather, and then the sweetness just runs it right over. So it's nice, it's balanced. Now I gotta be careful, especially with the Panatella. You don't want to smoke these too fast. You can really find yourself, especially if you enjoy the flavors, drawing and drawing and drawing, and it'll burn too fast. You gotta take your time. Enjoy the nuances. About 5 minutes in, there's a really nice spice that's adding into the complexity in the retrohale. There is some lingering leather now on the regular draw, and it is lingering between each puff. So I'm going to kind of let it sit, let my palate recover here, and then come back. Just about at the 20-minute mark, there's a real nice sweetness that's been building since about 5 minutes in. And it's kind of battling with the spices and that leather that's lingering post-draw. There's a bit of a drying mouthfeel. I'm not sure where that's coming from. But this would be a really good pairing with a root beer, I think. Maybe some bourbon. Can't go wrong with bourbon. So, yeah. It's interesting first third so far. There's a very subtle vegetal note coming through. I would describe it as a celery because I kind of lack the word to describe it. It's as close to celery as I can imagine. You know, it doesn't have a lot of the cellulose or the, like a bright plant cellulose character to it. It's very subtle and it's very, very deep in the background. So like, you know, it's kind of there on one draw and then you go two draws and it's not there. And then, you know, third, fourth draw, it's kind of there, but it's extremely light, like a light minus. Passing the 21-minute mark, there's some toasted barbecue notes that are coming through now at a light plus. The first third's, it feels like it's kind of trying to establish itself, and I'm not sure it's quite settled in yet, but I'm most of the way through the first third. I probably only have about maybe 15 minutes left. Coming up on the 45-minute mark, leather, the post-draw leather still there. It's joined by some drying cedar. It's not unpleasant, but it is definitely dominating the profile between the draws. So as I get into the middle third here, I'll start to describe what flavors I'm picking up. 50-minute mark coming in Well, not coming up on in the middle third. There's a pretty abrupt change in the flavor profile. It's a lot of sweetness and a lot of nuttiness. It's not overpowering, but it's definitely at the medium strength mark. Pretty tasty, and it is a sharp departure from the leather and the cedar that I was getting as the first third was wrapping up. 55-minute mark. There's, again, that sweetness with some nuttiness. There's a little bit of acrid note coming through at the end of the draw, but there's also a little bit of vegetal, I should say, that's coming through. It's not like the vegetal that was in the first third that was quite subtle. It is definitely more of that sort of grassy cellulose note. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, there's some smokiness now coming through. Not like smokiness from the cigar, but like a intense smokiness, almost like a peat smoke. It's just adding to the complexity here in the middle third. Leather is still back on the post-draw, but it's not as intense as it was in the first third. There's this really nice, rich sweetness and spiciness that's on the retrohale. Again, not overpowering. Nothing in this cigar is overpowering. It's all quite balanced. I'm really enjoying the retrohale a lot more in the middle third, I think, than I was in the first third. Getting into the final third, that rich smokiness that I was picking up in the second third, middle third, is really carrying through to the final third here. There was some acrid quality that was coming through at the end of the middle third. It's kind of dropped off. It's a little bit there still on the light minus, but it is fading away. Again, still lots of really nice sweet and spicy in the retrohale. Very enjoyable. Hour and 15 minute mark. Cigar's actually really hitting its stride here. The smoky quality is really mixing in with this spicy cedar. It's kind of a great combination. And then again, you know, the sweet spicy on the retrohale. It's all coming together here in the last third, I think. Coming up on the hour 20-minute mark, wrapping up the review of the Pope of Greenwich by Drew Estate for Smoke In. Pretty tasty cigar. I could definitely see myself picking up a 5-pack of this. I have to sit down and go over my notes, but it's either a high 5-pack or, you know, possibly even a box split. It's been a very tasty cigar. I think it's going to be very approachable for a lot of cigar aficionados. Thanks very much for tuning in to another video review from CigarFederation.com. If you enjoy it, appreciate you giving us a thumbs up, even writing a comment. We always appreciate comments. Make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. Cigar Surgeon out.